meep, meep.
The American economy is just starting to get going, but it's heading for a big and catastrophic fall. And there's nothing funny about the fiscal cliff. According to University of California, LA's economics professor, Jerry Nicholsberg.
Between the tax increases and the spending cuts, there is a fiscal impact of $600 billion.
That's enough to put America back into recession, to cost millions of jobs. So what unavoidable natural event created it?
The fiscal cliff is clearly man-made because it involves tax cuts that are due to expire. It involves reductions in government spending, which are also man-made. However, there are large deficits, and that is something that needs to be addressed.
Congress couldn't decide how to solve the U.S. debt crisis. They were so divided. So a group of Republicans and Democrats were told to do a deal on the basis that failure meant unimaginable, automatically triggered consequences. There's been no deal yet, so huge tax rises and massive spending cuts come in on January the 1st, unless President Obama, fresh from his popular mandate, can bring the two sides together.
We face a very clear deadline that requires us to make some big decisions on jobs, taxes, and deficits by the end of the year. Both parties voted to set this deadline, and I believe that both parties can work together to make these decisions in a balanced and responsible way. As I've said before, I'm open to compromise and I'm open to new ideas.
That's what they're trying in Nevada, with the highest unemployment in the land. This looks and sounds like economic recovery. Mechanical diggers on the move on a building site just off the strip in Las Vegas. But it's not what it seems.
I'm scared. I'm doing it.
The woman at the wheel isn't building, she's joyriding. The company Dig This is taking advantage of disused building sites and underused equipment to offer paying guests a spin in a digger for hundreds of dollars an hour.
I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Amber Smith is a manager. She used to be in construction.
You know, it's really sad with the way the construction industry just died, and it was overnight. Nobody expected it. Basically, everybody was out of a job. It was the craziest thing. People are waiting it out here, but I think that people are out looking for other avenues rather than go stay in construction. I think they're reinventing themselves right now because we have to.
They can't manage another recession here. Just up the road, in view of the lavish hotels and casinos, is a far less glamorous side of Las Vegas.
We're giving out food. This is just some sweets, some cake, cookies. And she gets stuff in the freezer.
I get stuff here. Okay, in the bag, they get pasta and tomato sauce, and they get soup.
Whatever we have at the moment.
The Epic Center, a church organization, is just one of the many places set up where people can get free food.
Sir. Do you want milk?
No. John Maloney is executive director.
People are out of work. People need jobs. And the jobs are not there. Not right now, anyhow. Maybe the beginning of next year things will pick up. But right now it's not working.
There's a long line of people waiting. Everyone hit by recession.
You can thank the banks. 17 years in my home. 2 years left to pay it off. And they stole everything I owned, everything I worked for. I know there's a lot of people out there that are worse off.
I'm just trying to survive is all.
How important is this kind of the food?
Very important. God bless these people. And if it wasn't for these guys, we'd probably starve. Most of these people probably would too.
The jobs are just not there. And so I'm out of work and I need help. I have to come to get assistance from places like this.
The debt crisis needs to be solved. But recovery is painfully slow here in Nevada. If America throws itself, lemming-like, off a man-made fiscal cliff, the food lines will get longer. The whole global economy will suffer. Over to the politicians.